You're listening to Wisdom of the Ancients, where ancient wisdom is remembered.
Hello and welcome, beautiful souls. Welcome to Wisdom of the Ancients. This is going to be a very, very special show that we have for you today. Thank you so much, light beings, for bringing your energy, for bringing your vibration into the collective consciousness that you have created. This is your show. Thank you so much for being here. And the Wisdom of the Ancients is about the ancient wisdom. It's about what was once known that may be now forgotten or lost, that's coming back. Wisdom not only from our own planet, but from all realms, all galaxies, all dimensions. And so right now, as we start the show, we call on the ancient ones. We call on all the beautiful, divine, beloved beings of love, light, power, and service to be with us today, to open our hearts and to let the message that is shared resonate with us and touch us where it needs to touch us. So again, I am excited. Let me introduce our next guest to you, John Burgos. Activist, mystic, social entrepreneur, and host of Beyond the Ordinary Show, has committed his life to improving and enriching the lives of others. He created Beyond the Ordinary Show to unite and lead the next generation of transformation through providing a stage for emerging and provocative spiritual leaders, exposing and bringing light to the shared power of the awakened collective consciousness. Moved by the profound shamanic experiences that ignited his ability to pierce the veil to communicate with different realms and heightened his intuitive abilities, John has dedicated his passions to bringing this truth of inherent intuition to the masses. He is widely known as a leader in the human potential field and finds his truest excellence in collaborating with esoteric and spiritual teachers. He believes that his work, in conjunction with the luminous souls he works intimately with, can be the catalyst for global change. So, John, it gives me great joy to welcome you to the show. Welcome.
Oh, my God. I love your introduction and how you lead in. And again, yes, reawakening the ancient wisdom, bringing it back, acknowledging from all spaces. It's, my heart was just like beating in a big yes. So thank you.
Absolutely. Yeah, it's a joy to have you here. In a way, it's not truly a combining of communities, but it certainly is a merging of sorts. It's so wonderful to have you here. I know that you've brought many people who are part of your Beyond tribe who are listening here. So in deep gratitude, I think this is a beautiful, beautiful step that is being taken to really expand consciousness, not only, on our own personal levels, but more on a collective level when it comes to bringing together vibrations from these different communities in one as the true one. So again, John, beautiful to have you on the show. And everyone, John's going to be talking about masterfully navigating the next ascension cycle. So that's what we're going to be talking about. And we're going to be talking about the masculine awareness of the divine feminine awakening. And maybe, John, that's where we should start. There is certainly there's a necessary part. There's a masculine part and there's a feminine part, and both play critical, vital roles. And there's a merging of sorts at times as well between the energies. But yet again, the parts have definite roles. You know, you speak about the masculine awareness of the divine feminine reawakening or the divine feminine awakening. Can you share a little bit more about that?
Yeah, absolutely. And if I start getting long-winded because I'm so passionate about this, please interrupt me because I might tend to do that.
Okay.
But my awareness of this, when the divine feminine conversation really started to roll out and it started gaining this momentum and wave, it's been out for a long time. But in our communities in particular, it gained this particular momentum. And it felt right, and there was something missing in it for me. And there was a lot of, divine feminine awakening, the women taking their power back, and I celebrate all that. But for me, there was a fight in it. There was this separation and not a unification of the energies. There was still the polarity that was there. And I've come to realize over the years that that polarity was necessary as we stand firmly in our own awareness. The polarity isn't always a negative thing. It brings us back to getting to know ourselves more intimately. And so looking back, instead of looking at resistance or where the holes are, you can kind of see where those things had to take place. So it could be more firmly grounded and rooted in intentionality, but really opening up a new wave of how we function in the world and relate to one another, and how really we get to know ourselves better, how we embrace aspects of ourselves that we've either been taught to put aside or environmentally it just wasn't acceptable. And again, this wave has come in, and so my thing was with the Divine Feminine Awakening, where's the masculine energy? We need to unify. Don't forget the masculine is rising also. And yes, and so I kind of rode those waves a little bit and held the potential for the vision of that unification to start taking more stride in everything that I worked in with Beyond the Ordinary Show, the membership site that we have, and different interviews that I've done and shared on stage. And it was wonderful, but I had a profound experience over the last few months where I was really taken to a deep, dark place. And Ian, I have to tell you, it kicked my ass, for lack of a better word. I was humbled. I was in bouts from days at a time. And let me backtrack. Everything is so wonderful in my life. I'm engaged to be married. I moved to a new location. I am in love. My kids are doing awesome. I have amazing friends. I've got purpose. I've got passion. All that is living in me. And I still went into this deep bout of despair and confusion and feeling like I was stuck. I went into a depression. Ian, I was having suicidal thoughts that I've never had before. And some of it was collective. I could feel that. Mm. If I can feel it collectively, it's also part of me. Yeah. There's something in me. And I wasn't going to act on it. And that's important for me to also share on this call for anybody who's listening. Even as those things come up, yes, it's good to pay attention. And if we do have those ideations, those mental nudges, that we don't know where we're coming from, know that there's community. We're here together, and all of us. I mean, look at my life. It's like you would think everything is perfect, but I was going through this wave. And so know that it's in reaching out to others and just sharing, like I'm sharing here.
Yeah.
And I've shared this very vulnerably before. And for me, the vulnerability is actually more of a strength, and it helps to teach me. But again, I was having those thoughts. And I finally had one episode, and I'd ask Eden to, it's like, Eden, I need to get out of town. Let's go somewhere. Let's just leave. I just need to change the environment. And for days, I was like, it's like I was even trying to purge the emotions, trying to cry, and nothing would come up. And guidance told me, my channel would come in and would open up. It's like, you know, you're supposed to feel this. Don't use your tools to bypass it. Don't try to vibrate above it. It's like, this is something that you're embodying. Not only are you purging something ancient within yourself, whether it's this lifetime or past lifetime, or their experiences, there's something in the collective, in our world, there's something cosmically also, and there's something that you don't quite understand just yet that this has purpose for. So Ian, all I can do is feel it, and feel it some more. And it was hard. And when I went out of town with Eden, we were, in the morning, I was about to roll out of bed, and I just curled up in a ball, and I just started crying and purging and letting it out. And she was so amazing, holding space for me, holding me, touching me as all these things were finally erupting from my body. It's like it was embedded, ingrained in my body, in my cellular structure, and I was having the somatic release that I so desperately needed. And as I was having that, I had a couple of realizations that took me to a couple of incidents in my life where other people I witnessed in despair. Someone else very close to me that was very depressed and suicidal, and they had reached out, and I helped them as best as I could. But I didn't realize the depth of their despair. I didn't realize the depth of their depression and their crying out for help, not knowing where it was coming from. And what I was taught in that moment, Ian, and the gift that was in that for me was the gift of compassion. And that compassion opened up in a way that I thought I was pretty compassionate before. I thought I was pretty awake and open and a tremendous empath and psychically attuned. And I was to a certain level, but this expanded an ability in me that wasn't there before. My heart opened in a way that gave me access to places that perhaps I feared to go before, that many of us fear to go. And in that, I know that I can show up better for myself now, that compassion. And because of that, I know that I can open my heart up to others in a much stronger way. I can lead, and I do consider myself a leader. I have claimed that this is what I'm doing, and I'm going to share as a way shower, not a teacher, as a way shower, someone who's navigated what's possible and how we open up to those avenues if that's something that you're looking to do. And I truly feel that this layer of compassion, this depth of this very feminine energy, and it's divine feminine. It's the compassion that you would feel in a Mother Teresa, the compassion that you would feel in Jeshua's mother, Mother Mary, compassion that you feel for a Kuan Yin or a Tara and the energies that they bring in. And there's strength in that. And there's power in that. But it doesn't come from the defense or from protecting. It's power from that feminine energy that knows when to say, I'm going to hold space here. I'm going to choose to bring my love into something that's nurturing and expansive, that's going to give birth to something that I am going to want to cherish and nurture as it evolves and grows into its own maturity. And by seeding that love and that strength in whatever I give my attention to, I know that it will have the opportunity to reach its full potentiality in benevolence. Mm. And so it's huge. It's that wave of ascension that's coming up, and it's really the key component, one of the key components in our evolutionary cycle, in our ascension for all of humanity. And it's a big part of what's going to set us free, because compassion doesn't create war. Compassion invites compromise. Compassion invites in your awareness. And that's what the divine feminine is doing. So it's powerful. And so I bow to those who have been leading with the divine feminine, who have had the awareness of holding that field steady, of nurturing that energy. And as a man who carries a lot of feminine qualities energetically, I can relate. And as a man who carries a lot of masculine energy, I am humbled and grateful for everybody, man or woman, who has been carrying this torch for all of us and allowing for this expansion of love and compassion to come through.
Hmm. Wow. Thank you so much, John, for bearing and sharing that, going to that place of vulnerability so openly. Much appreciated. You know, if you think back, I'm going to ask you to reflect a little bit here, John, on thinking back to that experience and how that experience has changed you, or you've experienced growth or evolution through that experience in such a way that we can recognize the divine feminine awakening and really support the divine feminine awakening as it's occurring?
Oh, that's such a great question. I love that. I can tell you this sharing openly, and I won't say vulnerably, because vulnerable for me, and I actually had to look up the definition to really land the energy of it. And vulnerable is feeling not safe, feeling like you're going to be attacked. And it's just sharing truth. And for me, being open is a key for sharing my heart and having it land, but it also, and it's not intended this way, but whenever we share that way, there's always something healing in it for us. There's a new layer that's expanding within us. We're embodying that energy and that awareness into our daily lives by choosing to be it and sharing it with others. So what's changed is even more openness to sharing my truth, because there's nothing for me to be ashamed of as to having those emotions or the feelings. There is nothing that I needed to hide from my beloved when I was going through that, or from my children. And I sure wasn't sharing it for a codependency, for someone else to coddle me. I was just in my own process. And part of the release and the guidance was share your awareness of others, of what's coming in. And that's a very feminine aspect of being in community, of collaborating with others, both when we're riding high and everything is going wonderful, and also when we're having these waves of contraction that are really the birthing ground for a new potential of our reality to show up. And if we look at these cosmic energies that are flowing in and the expansions that are taking place because of the ascension cycle that we're in, this would seem to make sense. Warring, like really having compassion as to why those that we were at war with may be at war. What is it within them that has them suffering in an untruth? What has them feeling that there is not love for them and they have to fight for it?
Mm.
What has them that they are so entwined and invested in their religion that they will go to war because someone else has a different opinion, because their God is not the same as the other God? Where is that scarcity coming from? In the feminine aspect, the divine feminine knows no scarcity. She knows abundance. She weaves, she plants seeds, she is in the Garden of Eden, planting new fruits and sharing abundantly with others. And so, again, my awareness and what's come up to me is that it's that sharing authentically, and also sharing from a place that's very wise of where your resources don't get shared and just unmindfully depleted, because the masculine comes in and doesn't think that there's enough and takes and builds. No, the divine feminine in her wisdom will build in community with others who are also builders, with others who are capable as well. And that's where we are all being called up to leadership.
Mm.
I called myself a leader. I would tell you that everybody on this call, you, Ian, are a leader. Everybody listening on this call, you all are leading in ways. Just having this conversation, you may have an awareness that someone else doesn't, or it's sparking something in you. And the opportunity for you to first gift that awareness to yourself is perhaps an opportunity to spark a new passion, and something new that wants to birth within you is wonderful. And from that birthing, you can't help but to ripple it out into the world, because love, joy, that light that you bring, the beacon that you are in the name of benevolence, cannot help but impact others organically. There's nothing you need to do. Just radiate your love and your intention from there, and others will feel it. Mm-hmm. They may not know what hit them, but it's powerful.
Beautiful. Thank you. I just wanted to quickly share with everyone, if you wanted the opportunity to ask John a question, then if you're on the phone, *2 to raise your hand. And if you're on the webinar page, just go ahead and put your name along with your question in. And we'll be taking some questions later. So *2 to raise your hand if you have any questions around what John is speaking about, or anything that's coming to mind or on your heart, either on the phone or on the web. So I want to make sure everyone knows that we will be taking questions in just a while. John, I wanted to talk a little bit about the ascension cycle that you have spoken about. You know, we have this, this ascension cycle that we're in, and which is also constantly evolving. And sometimes we get taken by surprise because, you know, the next thing you know, it's like, oh, well, that cycle's over. We're in a new cycle. And, you know, and we feel all these energies. And as you have spoken about feeling density and having thoughts, and, you know, all of us have been in similar boats, you know, so to speak. You know, we come and go, but I think really what really struck me when you were speaking, John, is your level of awareness that you had, and that so you realized that what you were experiencing might have been shadow or whatever it was, but you had the awareness to contemplate, to reflect, to go deep, to go within. And a lot of the community are also like that. But if you can share with us, John, a little bit about the current and the ascension cycle that's coming up and how all this relates to that.
It's what I'm feeling from this cycle, and a lot of people have been going through it, and know that we all go through, it's like we're all kind of running our ways, and there's groups of people that'll be writing one and another that are writing another one, but they somehow tend to merge eventually. And I think that's how we're growing. It's like this beautiful, these waves that keep merging and growing, wave merging and growing until it starts creating these tidal waves as we meet in that ascension loop collectively, and we start creating bigger changes for the world. So as we do it for ourselves individually, know that no matter where you are, you're riding a particular wave. And again, these waves, as we all tend to, we'll call it, start vibrating at another level that's holding less density than we were before, we start merging collectively and causing big waves out into the field, into the collective. So that's what's going on. I'm very much aware of some people who are just, they're rocking it. It's like everything feels good and they're flowing and it's really expanded. And thank you, every single one of you who are riding that wave, because you're holding a template for a lot of us who have been in this other part of this particular cycle. And what I'm finding, because we're running maybe a couple of different patterns within this cycle as individuals, that this cycle is merging and providing us a new way to collaborate with one another energetically. When you and I got on the call earlier today, and we talked about the importance of collaboration and the expanding and working with others, and I truly believe that we're bringing our gifts and our capacity into an amazing hub of opportunity and energy because of our intention of raising the frequency on the planet, that it's accelerating the next wave of this ascension cycle. So this one, for a big part of the community, again, was to really grab onto and have a relationship with what some of us would call the shadow energy, and to feel it more than we ever have before. And again, it is bringing up that wave of compassion that I really believe is, I hear that there's three major keys that we're activating into this next ascension cycle. I've only received the first one. For me, I've told it has to be an embodied experience now, and compassion is one. I'll share two and three as I get them. But this is one, and I get that the next one is one of mastery and owning that mastery. And it's not just an individual mastery, but how we share that as a collective, how we bring our mastery into collaboration, like you and I coming together, Ian, and raising what's possible if we were doing as individuals. And it's also entwined in this divine feminine energy. The divine feminine, I still feel very strongly leading the way in this next ascension cycle. And my awareness, and again, glimpsing, is that there's going to be a bigger balance of the masculine coming in. It's not that men and women are doing it separately. Both men and women are carrying this divine feminine. We're just choosing to experiencing that part of ourselves at deeper levels than we ever have before. So what's happening with the divine feminine right now is it's setting a very firm foundation in how she is building her house. what she is saying is an integrity with the structure that's taken place. And after these first two waves clear, the masculine will be able to come in and co-create by building upon the structures. Masculine, you give the masculine instructions on what to do and how to build it, and he will build it. The energy will create it. But the divine feminine is really setting the home. She's in gestation. She's taking care of this beautiful being that she's given birth to. And when she's ready to fully give birth to that, the masculine is going to come in and do his thing as well. Mm. So that's what I'm seeing there.
Mm. Thank you. Thank you. You know, a lot of what we do has to be anchored as well in the physical, in the daily practices that we partake in, and our own personal rituals and meditations. And so we've got a question from that I think is appropriate to ask right now, John. It's from Anne Claire in Marseille. So beautiful France. Mm-hmm. She asks, "Hello, John and Ian. I'm currently trying to bring more harmony between my divine masculine and divine feminine sides. Yet I feel blocked as how to move on and just blocked in taking important decisions and actions in general. What could be a useful daily practice or meditation to help me shift through this change?"
Ah, beautiful. Great question. And hello from France. So fun to have you on here. There's different things that come up in practices. The first thing I would share, and just to be very practical and simplistic with it, is stop trying. Really stop trying. If there's a little bit of confusion or you're pushing or trying to pull to land something, allow the divine feminine to lead right now. Allow the feminine who's birthing something that just, she knows it's not quite just time to put it out there yet. And really nurture those things that are right in front of you that are your yeses. Your I don't knows are knows for right now. It doesn't have to be a no tomorrow, but it's a no for right now. And sit in the peacefulness of that and allow that feminine aspect of you to nurture a part of you that perhaps needs that. And that's why perhaps the clarity isn't coming through. Again, I find timing is a big issue because we are truly everything that is coming up in our lives, every single moment is a gift from the divine that is loving you into another layer of your own self-love that perhaps you haven't experienced yet that you're ready for. And so the timing of things is giving us just enough of that gestation for us to embody the feeling of that love, to have compassion, to allow grace to come through. And that would be a wonderful gift that you give to yourself, because as you give that to yourself, your capacity to give that to others when they're in that space becomes exponential. Now, as a daily practice, what I would do, and in the second, I'd love to leave just, it's a very quick, very easy process. It's like, it's so easy. It's 2 minutes and you can extend it for longer every day.
Beautiful.
But I'd love to do it, and I do it. When you don't know, get into inquiry with yourself. Pull out a notebook and ask yourself the questions and write it down. Contemplation is wonderful and getting in our own thoughts is great, but I find that the physical activity of asking my guides, asking my higher self, there's another part of higher self that I'll share on the webinars that we'll talk about later that I'm really excited to share about also, but I'm gonna leave that as a surprise for right now. But there's those aspects, and again, this guidance that wants to come through and is asking for a relationship with us, and yet all we have to do is ask in different ways. So pull out a notebook. Start to really automatic write. Start with a piece of paper and just ask the question, what do I need to know right now? Or why am I stuck? And write without thinking about it. The first thing that comes to your mind, whether it's the grocery list, who you talked to last week or the channeled guidance that you may be getting, allows the creative funnel to start flowing in a way that creates more forward momentum, and it stops the struggle of why am I not getting it. And what it does, it allows, again, the organic extraction of what's within you, but for some reason isn't getting through. I hope that wasn't too long an answer.
No, beautiful. Thank you for your service there. Lovely.
Can I take everyone in that process real quick?
Oh, please do, John.
So easy. Again, it's 2 minutes, guys. And again, you can extend it longer, maybe 3 minutes. So I want to invite everyone listening on the call. If you're driving, if you want to pull over, that's awesome. And not come back and listen later, because I am going to ask you to close your eyes. And again, if you're at home, listen to this. Just don't look at the screen for anything else. Just allow your shoulders to relax. Allow your sit bones to just really get loose. Open up that root chakra. Allow it to just be expanded, knowing that it doesn't have to do anything right now. It doesn't have to be prepared. It doesn't have to wait for another shoe to drop. It doesn't have to act on anything next, because all this is simple. It's easy. It's graceful. And grace is showing up for you. And so we can be prepared for grace to be there for us and have that lead in our lives and turn around where we were preparing for something that perhaps made us tense up. We were preparing for something that we thought we weren't ready for, that something would take us by surprise and it would take a part of us away. And I'm inviting you that no longer exists. I'm inviting you to a place where everything that you need to know, everything is already inside of you. You've been preparing for a long time, and it's time to take this preparation and to allow it to relax in your field as embodied. Whatever you need will come up right when you need it. So just breathe into that. Have that awareness. And as you close your eyes, just take a deep breath and perhaps count to five. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. And as you breathe and have that breath go down all the way past your belly, all the way into your root chakra, right down, right there close to your sit bone. And as you exhale, exhale out and feel your shoulders relaxing, your jaw relaxing, your spine relaxing. Beautiful. Now in the next breath in, I want you to breathe up right through that root chakra all the way up. And take that breath right down to your pineal gland, right there through your third eye, and hold your breath there for 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, and then release it out slowly, gracefully, all the way back down to your root chakra. Then I want you to repeat that another couple of times together. Breathe up all the way, going through all your channels, and we're focused specifically holding on your third eye. And as you hold there, see if you see any colors popping up. And the third eye is typically related with this purple color, this beautiful violet color. But that might be different for you. Allow for creation to stream through. Allow for your truth to show up as your truth. Beautiful. Breathe out slowly all the way down to your root. Hold there for 5 as you breathe out. Breathe all the way back in, back up, all the way through your channels. Feel your heart expanding. Feel your throat expanding. Feel that flow and all the way up to that third chakra again. That beautiful pineal. And perhaps it's starting to tingle, or you feel your forehead thumping a little bit of a sensation. Your crown chakra may be tingling a little bit, but I really want you to focus on that third eye. Beautiful. And exhale it out. And release slowly, gently, knowing there's no rush. You have all the time in the world. The space of peacefulness, of grace, the space of you taking time for you. It's sacred. And you have all the time to do that. Thank you for showing up for you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Beautiful. And open your eyes. And in that, it's a quick meditation. Again, if you do it for at least 5 breaths in and out, and just really as a daily reminder to open up your communication with the other side, to open up your communication with your higher self, to open up that bandwidth, that antenna that you have, to feel what's available and then have a relationship with what's available and co-create with that. And that's just a quick exercise just to get back to ourselves, back to the guidance, you know, with all the EMF fields and the opportunity that we have to interact on social media, the opportunity to listen to shows like this, or the opportunities to raise children or be with a spouse and all that. It's wonderful to take just these few minutes to reconnect with ourselves. And this one specifically, again, for tapping into your awareness, your personal next step, the guidance that's coming specifically for you. Not looking to receive anything, but again, being in flow with what's available to you at that time.
Thank you, John. Beautiful. Thank you for sharing that. So lovely. Let's do this. Let's go to the phones and get a question.
Awesome.
Yeah, let's go to, I think this is Mark, Derry, New Hampshire. It's got to be Mark. I recognize him. 1657.
Hi, Ian. Blessings.
Blessings to you. Welcome.
Thank you. So, yeah, I just want to say this is amazing. Thank you for doing what you do, Ian, and beautiful to be on with John today. So, John, I wanted to ask you, I've done some diligent work for the past 9-10 years, give or take a little bit more, and balancing the masculine energy was a very unique experience in integrating the feminine. So I've had a great time doing that and acknowledging both sides as equal, not one greater than the other, and giving that unconditional love to both sides. So I'm actually just recently successfully balancing both. But I wanted to see if there was anything you can tell me that might be able to help me with, you know, me navigating to the next extension cycle that might be able to help me with this.
Absolutely. And Mark, it's great to have you on here. Thank you so much. And thanks for the question. It's
Thank
great.
You.
Yeah, the balancing of it and working on it, and I can feel your intention with it, your earnest desire to really lead the way. I feel you really showing others and holding a template for that intention that you have, and you're carrying it so beautifully. So first of all, thank you for what you're doing. I look at my daughters and go, yes, there's other men that are doing this. And then I think to myself, which is what I want to bring you to on this, is that why do I have to judge that there's other men doing this? Of course there are. Of course
Indeed.
There are. And that's a big part of what is changing in this ascension cycle. We are becoming more and more aware of where we've been judging. And don't take your judgment as good or bad. It just was. Because it's part mm-hmm. of the aspects of ourselves and our ego that are transforming. And our ego is not a bad thing. I'm using ego in a very benevolent way. Our ego has served us so beautifully. And thank goodness
yes.
for her, for him, or for it, the id. And we're just in different cycles right now. And so the polarity that you had, the balance that you had between the disparity of the masculine and the feminine, the next invitation is letting go of the judgment. Not feeling like you have to try to balance, but being aware of where you are in balance and where you're not, honoring that, have awareness of it, becoming very masterful at that awareness, and you'll find that there's no more trying. There's just this flow that you're in, and you'll start listening to your body more. Your body will start acting more as an antenna for your awareness. So many of us who are very empathic, our feelings have been the barometer for a long time as we've allowed our auric field to kind of buffer what was coming in and prepare ourselves for any onslaught of information that perhaps either felt way too good or not good at all. And now we've expanded into the awareness that we can relax, we can drop the armoring around the auric field and allow our bodies to navigate, to become more grounded with the awareness, knowing that we can go out cosmically whenever we want. It's that embodiment aspect that's coming into greater alignment, awareness, and power as we realize that the safety mechanisms weren't really safety mechanisms anymore. They're actually mechanisms that stop us from feeling, that stop us from expanding our love, that stop us from having the capacity of compassion that's truly here to change the world. So judgment, be aware of where judgment is showing up, whether you're doing it right or wrong, or whether it's masculine or feminine when you're trying to balance it out, and just allow yourself to be you. And then that authenticity, you truly, truly are a leader in this change that's happening very quickly now.
That's spot on, because that's exactly what I'm going through right now, is just allowing myself to be me and going with the flow, with less judgments and with no judgment, and just letting it be what it is and just going with the flow. And that's where my discernment is now being applied, with discerning the information that's coming in and allowing that just to flow through naturally, without judgment either way, especially masculine or feminine, because of the great shift that we're undergoing now.
Totally. So, and when you judge... When you do judge, you go, okay, cool. It's like, I wonder why I judge. It's like, that's awesome. What's it trying to show me? So, again, it's not even judging the judgment. And when we can get to that point, we have really set ourselves free. It's amazing when we're in that flow. And I glimpse it from time to time. I judge all the time also. I think most of us do. And it's, again, it's being aware, and then what's our intention behind it. And I've always say, if you have a foundation of benevolence, it gives us a lot of leeway to really be who we are, understanding that there's no mistake in any action that we take.
Yeah, indeed. But having the outside mirror, being able to look in and just capture it, is the beauty to it, you know? That's
totally
an amazing part of what I recently, is just looking at it like from the hourglass of looking in from that higher consciousness perspective, the Christ consciousness, and just looking in and just smiling without no judgments, and just, again, unconditional love and compassion. So thank you so much.
Thanks, Mark.
Blessings.
All right. Much love.
Thank you for calling in, Mark. Mm-hmm. One thing I want to mention about that, that mirror that Mark talked about, it's, for many of us, it's, I would say, really be mindful and compassionate with yourself. And a mirror is beautiful, but so many of us put on a magnifying glass and really judge ourselves really harshly and judge our transformation, judge that we're not doing it enough, judging that, you know, these feelings that I'm having aren't where I'm supposed to be because I've done all this work. A mirror can be beautiful. Be careful with the magnifying glass. You deserve so much love, and that scrutiny sometimes cannot be very loving in its approach. Know that when that comes up, that, again, there's community to remind you that all of us are going through different aspects of our emotions and different aspects of our shadows. And it's not that it's wrong or good or bad. It's just part of ourselves that we're getting to know that's allowing us to show up in more authenticity, in more awareness of who we really are. And that's a beautiful thing, because then we're inviting others to invite us for who we really are. And if we have that capacity, that means that we get to love others for who they really are as well.
Yeah. Beautiful messages. Thanks, everyone, for igniting the wisdom that's coming through John. Thank you so much, everyone, for being here. John, earlier on, you mentioned webinars. So I wanted to take this opportunity to have you share about this new exciting announcement that you have, the surprise that you have for everyone. So why don't we do this? Can you take us through what you have to share regarding your tribe?
Yeah, absolutely. So I started a membership a few months ago, and I did a beta launch with it, with our community from the Beyond the Ordinary show, and the people that showed up were amazing. And we had over 3,000 people sign up for the free webinar.
Wow.
That we're doing, and it was so successful. There was so much. I love doing it so much, but the comments that we're getting, not just because of what I'm sharing, but this community that has come together has been through the roof amazing. I'm just even so humbled to say it, but it's, and Ian, you get this also. It's, you have a platform. We both have a platform where we don't know why, but we have the people who are teachers and leaders and way showers, the healers that show up and listen to our calls. And it is humbling to know that the people of this type of capacity come on and listen to us and the guests that we have and look for community through the energy that we share. And that's what's showing up here in this membership. And so I'm growing the membership. And Ian, thank you for your graciousness in helping me to grow it and to support it and sharing this with your tribe, with your community. Because we're really building just an amazing community, and I am channeling like crazy. And I'm also sharing all of the tools, everything, whether it was direct download guided for my own personal growth, where I learned it through doing extremely deep dives with some of the world's most respected transformational teachers, or whether it was through shared awarenesses like these that come through. I share all of those in the membership, and so I have calls once a week, every week, and we go deep in community, and it's intimate, and it's very focused, and it's streamlined, because I want to make sure that everybody every week leaves with tools, leaves with an awareness, and leaves feeling expanded, and the community brings the expansion of the feeling. It allows me to amplify my energy when I sit on top such amazing, I can't see, when I'm standing next to such amazing light beings, that it can't help but to amplify how I lead. And it's just, again, an amazing opportunity to really share what's available through our growth, through our personal transformation, and to provide real tools. And applications and awareness, and even guest speakers, where there's no promotion of products, there's nothing else except showing up for each other. So again, it's been wonderful, and we've beta tested it. We've worked out a couple of glitches that were in the system, which is why I like doing beta, and it's just humming right now.
Yeah.
And if you guys will go to the Beyond Tribe on Facebook, you'll see the comments, from the people who are sharing and what's being expressed and how people are shifting. It's amazing. So what I've created to give you guys a free taste and glimpse of part of the things that we do on the membership site, I've created a free webinar series. And you can access that series. Well, Ian has a link for it.
Yeah.
You want to go to Ian's link for it and go there. It's a free 3-part webinar. It starts this coming Monday at noon, and we'll have replays running through. And that's the invitation before we open up the membership of the platform. And Ian, I think for people that come for your group, I want to do something special. I think anybody that comes in through today's call, let's have a small group, like, focus call. So anybody who signs up for Living in the Extraordinary, I think we launch officially, the third is this, next Sunday will be the official launch. If you guys sign up within the first 2 days, Sunday and Monday, type in there that you're part of Ian's group, and we'll have a special bonus call for anybody from here.
Thank you.
That's to open it up, and I'll do that as a special offering here. So, anybody who's listening from my community, from the Beyond, from the Beyond the Ordinary show, I couldn't even say it.
Yeah.
sign up through here and you get that special bonus.
Say it. There are no walls. Sorry. There are no walls. We're not in a vacuum. This is the expansion of consciousness on a global and multidimensional level. There are no walls. So, you know, I'd love for you to join John's community. I'd love for you to be part of this community and be part of all these communities that resonate with you, as long as it serves the purpose of expanding your consciousness. I think this is a beautiful opportunity for us to really partner together to show and demonstrate that there are no walls. This is really unity consciousness. We're demonstrating the physical degree of unity consciousness here, because our communities, we might not necessarily be blended, as I mentioned, but, you know, we are all beings searching for truth in our own capacity, in our own right. And what John is offering here is a tremendous, tremendous community in and of itself that's very, very aware. You know, if John's been serving his community for many, many, many years, and there's a very beautiful community of light workers there where you can get tremendous support as well. So if you're resonating with that, let me just share with everyone. If you're on the webinar page, and if you're attending this call that way, it's actually under the offer button, which will be the orange offer button underneath John's photograph. And it's not a link that I could tell you what the link is. You'd have to click the link. Or tonight when we send out the weekly replay and John's replay, you'll get that link as well. So if you are feeling the resonance to explore the webinar series, at least the webinar series, and check it out to see if this is something that you really like to participate in, please join that webinar series. And you'll get the link tonight and again over the weekend. But seriously, you know, I really feel this deeply. I feel that there are no walls. And I want you to really feel into what I'm saying here. There are no walls. For us to truly expand consciousness on a global level and beyond, we have to come together in many, many ways. And that means working together and seeing ourselves as the one, not as separate. And certainly, certainly no sense of any sort of competition. And sometimes we feel that sense of competition between ourselves in the spiritual community. There's degrees of spiritualness where people feel more spiritual. You know, let's all work together to break those walls down, because those walls don't serve. They really don't serve. So it's my honor and pleasure to have John on the show today to present this. And I would never, ever have brought John on the show if I had thought that this wasn't something that would benefit all of you and serve you in some way.
Oh, thank you for that, Ian. It is pretty freaking amazing. I just have to say it out loud. And again, that's part of me owning it. And it has nothing, well, I say has nothing to do with me. It has everything to do with me. When you receive a calling and you just feel it's on path, how wonderful to co-create with that. And for so many of us, you've been building up to an awareness. You've been expanding into this version of you that you are now. And look at yourself today compared to where you were maybe 10 years ago. How has your life changed? What have you brought in through your awareness? How is it that here, being in this type of community and on Ian's, and part of Ian's tribe, are you a way shower for others just by the example of how you live? And so for all of us to really own our strengths and our capacity to love, which is really the foundation of it all, it's paramount for the lives that we want to create. Forget about the collective. Forget about Gaia. Really focus on yourself. The love that you are seeking is what you're expanding into, and what you expand into and what you're willing to receive is what you ripple out with your energy into the world. So I invite you to love yourself even more than you have the capacity to, and to own that love and that self-compassion and self-awareness. And in that, you create ripples for all of us. And so thank you for saying yes over and over.
Wonderful. Well, John, it's been absolutely wonderful having you on the show. I feel honored to be speaking with you and for you to share your wisdom with my community, the Wisdom of the Ancients community, and really the coming together, because, you know, we do have blended communities. So it's been wonderful to kind of swim in the puddle together, but it's a good puddle.
Oh, yeah.
Swim in the ocean.
Crystal clear water puddle.
In the arms of the beautiful, divine Mother Ocean, who nurtures us with every single wave. Oh, so beautiful. Well, John, thank you so much for being here again. It's been a pleasure, and it's been wonderful. And everyone, take a look at that link that is on the webinar page, and check out John's community. Check out the Beyond Tribe and sign up for those webinars, because I think there's going to be some beautiful information that's going to come through and very, very supportive for you and your growth. Thank you so much. And thank you all.
Everybody, and thank you.
Yeah, definitely, definitely. All right, Shining Light, that's it for today. Thank you, beautiful beings. Thank you, beautiful light show, light beings. Thank you, thank you. We thank Divine Mother, Divine Father, Mother Earth, and Father Sun. We thank the Ancient Ones. We thank all the beautiful divine beings of love, light, power, and service for bringing us here today. Thank you, thank you. Much love to you all. Namaste. Bye now.
Namaste.